It's the Yo Jo Show. I'm Michael Yo.
I'm Joe Coy.
Okay, so we got to talk about it. Everybody's talking about Apple. They have their big conference.
Yeah.
They announced some new projects. And actually, at the same time they're doing this, I'm reading the Steve Jobs book, and he's the one that made this famous and popular. His big one was in 1984 when he introduced the Macintosh. You remember that commercial back in the day?
I remember the commercial. That's how old I am.
Explain to me the commercial. I want to see
the commercial. The commercial is when it was kind of like this huge... It was black and white, and it was weird. It just looked weird. It just looked like some guy was talking and he was being all controlling the people, and then all of a sudden this guy takes this hammer
and throws it.
And throws it at it, and then it was Macintosh.
Can I tell you what that was about?
Yes.
The evil guy that was speaking was IBM. You learned this in the book. Because IBM was a big company back then. And the girl running was like the new, hey, it's the new age, it's the new breed, it's Macintosh.
Wow.
So that's what that commercial was for. And Steve Jobs premiered it at their conference, and now it's huge. You know, it's a big production, and he made that famous. But he's crazy.
Can I interrupt? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But was he a computer genius?
No.
He wasn't. He was a marketing genius.
He was a marketing genius.
That's what I found out, too.
But not just marketing.
Creative.
Creative genius.
Yeah.
Creative. Steve Wozniak is the one that created everything.
Wow. But it was Jobs that was like, we should turn this computer into a phone.
Wozniak was the one that said, if it wasn't for Steve, he still have a hold of all this stuff in his basement. You know, he just wanted to make it for people. Like Wozniak would have gave it away for free. That's the kind of the guy he is.
Ah.
Where Steve wouldn't give stocks to people that started with him.
Really?
Yeah. Where Wozniak gave away a lot of his stocks, 2,000 share of his shares when they first opened at $236 million. Like after their stock opened, I forgot what year, but he was worth, at 25 years old, was worth $256 million. At 30, got kicked out of his own company. At 30.
Who?
Steve Jobs. They fired him from his own company.
Jesus Christ.
Because he went crazy and he just started creating things that didn't sell. They said he was such a perfectionist that he would paint. Like, he would, inside the machine, it had to be so, like, put together and meticulous. Because even though nobody would see it, he's that guy.
Uh-huh.
And he was, like, overpowering people with that. It would take longer to do things with him. And he just yelled at people. He screamed at people. And, you know, it's funny. I was talking to my boss today. I said, if Steve Jobs was around today, like, if Steve Jobs was huge in the days of social media, he wouldn't have been around that long. Because people would have tweeted about him. It would have been angry posts. Everybody's too sensitive now. That was a time, just 1984 was a time where you could yell at people, say all types of things to them, and you didn't quit. Now, you put them on social media blast, it's done. Steve Jobs would not survive in today's society.
Yeah, he would have.
No.
Why not?
Joe, when you read the book, creative genius, but monster to people. Like one of the meanest people you could ever, and they said the genius about him too, he was so mean to people, but then he could turn it on and be so nice to someone.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I say mean, we'll look at a woman and say, your dress is awful. Get the fuck out of here.
Well, her dress was probably fucking awful. Get the fuck out of here. Don't tell me that you don't go to your work and you see some hideous outfits. Be honest. We're not saying names.
Yeah, I'm not going to say anybody. Go change. It's awful. Like, he was a monster.
I own a restaurant.
Yes, you do.
Okay. And there's an image attached to that restaurant because I invested a lot of money and my image is a part of that restaurant. And a lot of fans come to my restaurant. So anything that is in that restaurant that involves me is an extension of me. Am I right? So when my cousin, Bo, okay, who dresses like it's fucking laundry day every day, you know what I mean? The sandal Adidas shoes with the fucking crew socks, white with fucking plaid shorts and a fucking plaid shirt that doesn't match. They're two different plaids, and then a goddamn red hat and loud as shit and coming behind the counter. No, I need to yell at you.
Okay, but see,
what are you doing? This is my image, and you can't.
But you have uniforms for people that work at your business.
But he does. He says that in his thing. It's casual. Well, no, that's Bill Gates. Bill does that, right? But I'm pretty sure he's said
no. Steve Jobs has no. You can't just go blasting people's outfits, making them do great.
I like to meet this woman, Michael. Look, he probably was the slut Joe, in the office.
Joe, if you read the book, you would understand this dude was a monster, but I respect him because he changed the world. This dude changed the world. Changed the world where nobody can walk around without a phone. Nobody.
Nobody.
He changed the iPod. You know, and this is the best thing. Hold on. Okay. This is the best thing I got from the book. And this is one thing I disagree with TV, with radio. They always do research. And what I loved about Jobs, he never did research. He says, research, when you ask people what they want, he's like, they don't know what they want. So all they're going to do is regurgitate what they've already seen, which leaves no imagination, no creative genius. He says, but if you get 20 creative people and say, what kind of item do we want? What do we develop? Oh, I want a device that can hold 10,000 songs. All right, how can we do that? Like, if he would have went by research, the iPod, the first, you know, the iPod is what really put him on the map after Macintosh.
Yeah.
Nobody, if you research people, they never would have said, I want a device that fits in my hand that has 10,000 songs. Nobody would have said that.
That's crazy.
Nobody. And he says all these companies, and that's why all these computer companies, all their shit looks the same as other people's.
Wait a minute. So you're saying that he created that first, I thought there were more than just the iPod. I thought Microsoft had one too at the same exact time. Didn't they?
No, Zoom came out after.
It did?
Zoom came out. I believe he
came up with that idea.
His team and him.
That's fucking nuts. That's nuts. To think like, you know what I mean? I thought it was like the tape deck. I thought he just made the tape deck better.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
No, he created things.
He created that idea of the iPod.
He's the one that created the Macintosh, the first computer to talk. You know, he created that. That wasn't out. People never thought of that.
Yeah.
He created that. He created the first different font. You remember how font used to be named New York, Chicago?
Yes.
He created that. He created things. He didn't just, he never looked at other people's words. What he would do is when they come out with an item, he would give it to their team and they would dissect it. You know, and there was no middle ground with Jobs. It was either it sucks, it's shit, or it's great.
Holy
you know?
Shit.
So the dude was, I mean, the book is phenomenal. Please read it. You will learn so much of how to be hungry and get 25 years old.
Mm-hmm.
25 years old. 200, like, started Apple in his garage at like 19, 18. Sold it. Boom. Rolling. With Wozniak. He's the type of guy that sees something and makes it, like, okay, but what can we do to make this thing, this idea? And when I say see something, not actually see or hear an idea and then just blow it up.
Man, that's crazy. That's why my friend, Corey, I'll shout him out, Corey Pampalone, when he bought that iPod when it first came out.
Yeah.
And I remember that day, like it was just because the packaging was fucking amazing.
And he preaches that. It's about presentation.
It is about presentation. I'm about that too, man. I'm a big fan of that. Like,
yeah.
When you buy Beats by Dre, you're not buying the headphones. That case, you don't want to throw it away.
Yeah.
It's fucking beautiful. And same thing with that iPod. I remember when he got that iPod, I wanted one just because of the packaging. I was just like, that is the coolest box
like
I've
Christmas
ever seen.
Opening
yeah,
something like that.
He opened it. It had all these separate envelopes of extra shit, you know what I mean? And then a headphone that was like I've never seen before, you know what I mean? And then
it was all white, which you've never seen
white,
before.
And then his was silver with the white scroll pad. And I swear to God, he said this to me, Corey, because he's like a big art guy. He's an artsy guy, you know what I mean? And he said to me, this is going to be a phone someday. He goes, this guy is going to make a phone. He was such a fan of, any guys that are into art always had a Mac. And they're always fans of Steve Jobs. But he looked at me, he goes, this is going to be a phone.
And it was.
And I remember looking at him going, because I, you know, at that time we had the big Nokias or whatever it was. It was something shitty, you know what I mean? And I was like, yeah, right, bro. That could never be a fucking phone.
Because at that time you had a cord you got to pull around.
Yeah, man. Dude, fucking maybe what, four years later? It went by fast. I remember it was going by fast, lightning speed. And next thing you know, it was a phone.
2007, they introduced the iPhone. And that's only...
When did the iPod come out?
I can't remember. Damn. I want to say 2001.
So yeah, it was 6 years.
But listen to this. iPhone, now that I say it out loud, came out in 2007. That's just 8 years ago.
That's just eight years ago.
Under 10 years.
But get this, though. Get this. When that iPod came out, my friend said that. Imagine being the genius that Steve Jobs was.
Mm-hmm.
When he looked at Wozniak and said, no, how, this is brilliant. We need to make this huge.
Yeah.
When my friend said that, why couldn't I have been a Steve Jobs at that time? You know what I mean? Why couldn't I go, well, then fucking A, I need to take some money out and buy some Apple stock now.
Well, see, that's the difference between geniuses and people that are not geniuses.
And that's why you got to fucking act on those impulses.
That's
sometimes.
Right.
That's why you got to take risks. Donald Trump says it all the time. You know, he's failed several times, but he's also succeeded several times. The thing is, you have to gamble. You have to risk it. And there's a lot of, there's a shit ton of us that like to sit back and they're comfortable. And there's a lot of people that are like, no, I'm investing in this.
Well,
and we do it. You've done it and yep. I've done it. We invested in it. And you know, it, now we need to reinvest.
Yeah. Well, they have a story where after he got fired from Apple, he left Apple, he started a computer company. Steve Jobs started one called Next.
Yeah. Oh, I know that one. And that Ross was a huge failure.
Yeah, a huge failure. And Ross Perot invested $20 million in it.
Holy shit.
You know, because Ross Perot wanted to make up for the time he lost with Bill Gates that he didn't pick up Microsoft. Bill Gates first went to Ross Perot and said, hey, I got this idea. They're like, nah. Like a couple of years later, $1 billion.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
But why did Next do so horribly?
Because job, there was, once you read the book, it's very detailed. But I want to talk about what went on today. The conference.
Yes.
They unveiled the new iPhone 6. It's almost like they're running out of ideas. And this is how you can see the creative genes. Like Steve Jobs, to me, would have never done a conference today where the iPhone 6 would have only had that on it. All it was a 3D button. So basically now when you, I don't have an iPhone, I have a Samsung because they're so much better. But when you have an iPhone, when you hold something down now, it just pops up.
Okay.
That's it.
Wait.
You don't have to open it. You just hold it down and the information pops up.
Huh. Wait, what are you talking about? On my phone?
Yeah.
So
like
not,
if you
not,
have an
you
email.
Mean thumbprint, you mean?
No. If you have an email, you know how normally you would tap it and it would open up? Now you just hold it down and you can preview it.
I don't know if I like that.
Yeah. But I will say.
I might
say,
accidentally touch it and then.
I will say this. What's cool now, every photo you
banger
take.
Banger bus opens.
Banger bus. Every photo you take now is a second jib.
Every photo that you take.
So you take a normal photo.
Yeah.
It's a second of movement to it.
I don't understand that.
It looks pretty. Have you seen a jib, a gif, how it goes like this? Like when you can go, it gets your movement right before. Like if I was to take a picture of water, a fountain.
Yeah.
You take a picture. It would be a still picture, but when you hold it down, it would show the water moving a second before you took it. And it adds movement. And that was really it. The iPad, they're coming out with a 13-inch iPad, which a lot of people are excited about. But it has a pencil now, or a stylus, I guess. And Steve Jobs in 1984 said, Apple better not ever use a pencil or a stylus because it's not clean. He says, who wants to carry one of those around? And so that's something that went against him. And what is that? Oh, but I tell you what's dope. Apple TV. Ridiculous.
Why?
Apple, it's just so next level. Like, you can watch normal TV on it. You can watch apps. They're going to have apps where you can actually play games on it or do anything you could do on your phone, you can do on your Apple TV. You could talk to it. Siri, it's now all through Siri. You'd be like, I want this, this, this. Boom, it pops up. It's ridiculous.
I never bought into the Apple TV thing.
Oh, my God. It's the best. I love Apple TV. Love it.
It is that good.
They're making special apps. This new one, like you could be like, I got kids. What's a good movie to watch with them? And it brings up all these options of kid movies. Wow. I got this. What's it? You know, hey, what games are on? It's like Siri in your TV, which scares me. But it's like Google, man. When it's time to leave work, it pops up automatically. Hey, you need to go home. Your route is 20 minutes away. It like knows your schedule. It's scary, man. It's scary. But
I know it is kind of scary, man.
What scares you about technology? Anything?
You know what's cool about my son is he's not part of this age that I thought he was going to be. Like, I really thought he was going to be, like, never leaving the house, eating Cheetos, playing video games all day.
Well, he does eat the Cheetos.
He does eat the Cheetos, but my son loves to play outside.
Well, I think it's going backwards. Like, we used to love to play outside. Mm-hmm. I think everything
comes
back around.
We used to love playing outside because we had no options.
And then when video games came on, we went inside. But I think it's a cycle now. But we always talk about kids that are never outside. I think it comes back around where kids are like, oh, no, let's go outside. Because they're so used to the video games now. Yeah. It's not cool anymore.
But my son's cousins, all of them are huge computer nerds. You know, I mean, they play the World of Warcraft and all those games where you have to buy extra, you know, I have to buy them game cards. You know what I mean? Like Google cards for like $200 so they continue this pursuit of happiness online. You know what I mean? And then they had the PS4s and the Xbox 360s. And they got all of that shit. My son still has a PS3 that he hasn't used in a year.
Yeah, I remember he used to always play it in here. Now I never see him even use it.
He doesn't even use it. My son loves outdoor sports. Like that's, and I'm so fucking
And that's why
thankful.
He's thin and that's why he's in shape.
Yeah.
Well,
God bless it. And that's the only thing that scared me for your question. That was the only thing I was scared of about this technology because I felt like it was breeding a breed of people to stay at home. Like the online shopping, I'm anti, I hate it. I don't understand it. Even though as convenient as they make it, oh, we'll make sure that we'll send a return envelope and you get 100% of your money back if you order online. And I'm like, nah, I like to go in and touch it, feel it. You know what I mean?
But
I like
you
to
realize,
try it on.
But you realize it's not going to be like that in the future, man. The whole world is moving to a point where everybody's going to be hermits, staying in their house. It's crazy. But it's like in New York, like when it's cold or snowing and there's no season. Nobody wants to go outside. Everything comes to you. It's going to become like that, man. Nobody's going to go out. Nobody's going to talk. We're going, like I call it devolving. Like we're going backwards, man.
That's scary. Don't say that to me.
You know, we don't talk anymore. We text. You know, how many times you get a phone call, put it to voicemail, and then be like, what you want? You know, because you don't want to talk, man.
Why is that?
Like we're going back to caveman days. Like they didn't know how to write. 50 years from now, kids are not going to know cursive anymore.
No. You know, it was mandatory for my son to have an iPod in his school. It was mandatory.
It's mandatory?
Mandatory.
An iPod?
Not iPod. I'm sorry. iPad.
Oh, because they put all the class stuff on it.
They put all the class stuff on the iPad. Yep. And they have workbooks and shit off of the iPad.
Well, see, that makes sense to me, though. You know what I mean? That makes sense. Mm-hmm. Because you're not wasting paper, all this stuff. I get that. But the thing that trips me out is the tracking and all that stuff with your phone. Like they know your habits better than you. I read a research that said Facebook could take your profile and your tracking and know you better than your friends.
Actually, that makes sense.
Because your
Facebook, and I say this 1,000 times, is a blueprint of you.
Yeah.
You are literally creating your own blueprint online. That's why I keep telling these girls, and I always specifically say it to girls because you know, they do a lot of crazy shit. They do crazier shit than guys. Let's just be honest.
They do.
Right? Naked selfies and all that shit. And they post that shit on Facebook. And I'm just telling you, that is a blueprint of you and it stays there forever. Just because you have a pass lock doesn't mean the person that owns Facebook doesn't have your fucking pass lock.
That is a digital footprint that will last forever.
Forever.
It's not
forever,
going away.
Forever. And it's going in their hard drive, not yours, theirs. Forever. Where you eat, where you play, who you fuck on the DL, all that shit is on their heart. And you have created that. And you got to be careful.
Can I tell you what's crazy? 30 years from now, the president of the United States, the whole thing is going to be about, oh, well, we looked at your Facebook profile for 20, 30 years ago and we found this. Can you explain this?
Wait,
can you imagine?
What happened?
No, I'm saying 30 years from now.
Uh-huh.
Just think, if you're 10 or 11 right now, 30, 40 years from now, you're running for president, right?
Yes.
They could bring up your Facebook.
Oh, you're done.
And just like, oh, you were doing beer keg.
Oh, you're done.
Can you imagine? That's going to be a part of the process in like 20, 30 years.
And they're going to have it. They're going to fucking have it because you
put it out
there. When you fill out that Facebook, ladies, and I'll say guys too, but you agree to a contract that you did not read. Basically saying they own all of
everything,
this information.
Everything.
You didn't read it because you really wanted to hurry up and put up that fucking asshole shot from Hawaii.
There's asshole shots?
I'm just saying, man. I'm just saying. Be careful. It's going to fucking bite you in the ass, man.
Okay, let me tell you, that's how a lot of people interview people now. They will get the name because I'm with managers all the time. What's the first thing they do? Look you up on Facebook, your Instagram, and Twitter to see what you're all about before you even walk in the room. Before they even take the interview with you, they will go through your profiles.
Yes.
And I used to, there was this girl I was trying to help out. She like always put these like little, not nudie pics, but like bathing suit pics with her friends showing off their butts and stuff like that.
Holding beer.
Holding
at
beer.
At a fucking beer party.
You know, like partying. And I'm like, you realize nobody in the industry is going to take you seriously.
Yeah.
Especially when they look you up. You need to take that down. And as soon as she took it down, 2 months from then, she got hired.
Of course.
She was struggling because people don't want to see that.
No one wants that. And then not only that, it doesn't fit your character,
no.
The person that comes in for the interview. You can put on your best dress and act the most innocent of all. All it takes is one photo on that fucking Facebook. And you're like, oh, she's a liar.
Yeah. That's it.
Oh, my God. It's so funny, man. So this day and age, how do you feel?
I feel some great. Like, I love booking travel and all that stuff on the internet. But I get really scared. I get really scared about like how people can just trace you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Scared.
And I get scared how like everything is out there.
Yeah.
And how people can just steal stuff from you.
Oh.
Like money. Like I had this problem with Bank of America. Somebody stole money out of my account. And then Bank of America called me like a week later. I had to show them all this proof. It was mine. They called me a week later congratulating me that they're going to return my money.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, congratulations. We got good news. We're putting your money back. I was like, really? It was nice. My money.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for finding my money that you got stolen from.
Stolen. I was like, you're a dick.
But we got to go.
Yeah,
I got to get my son.
Get your son.
I hope you guys enjoyed that. That was fun.
I did.
I had no idea Michael Yo read books.
Oh, I love books. I love books. All right. So we're out. Yo, Joe Show. At Joe Coy, at Michael Yo.
Go to YouTube.com/Joe Coy. Yo, Joe Show. Is it back?
We're official now. We got our own, like.
Yeah, man. It's like a TV show.
But not. What?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm going to be in Albany, New York.
I'm in Tempe at the Tempe Improv.
Ooh,
only three
nice.
Shows. I'm going with Nick Guerra.
Ooh, nice. That's a killer show.
Yeah. Who you going with?
Way to go, boss.
Who you going with?
I don't know who I'm taking.
Okay.
Well,
I really want to go with you to a show soon when I'm not
I'm in
working.
Chicago for 2 weeks after this.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll go one weekend.
All right. Let's do it.
All right. All right. We'll see you later.
Later.